This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Democrat John Kerry is taking his vice presidential choice to as many swing states as possible in the next several days. Kerry named Senator John Edwards yesterday. They're campaigning in three states today. And they'll be traveling in a freshly painted plane. That paint job is a clue to the way that John Kerry made his decision. NPR's Scott Horsley starts our coverage.
The airplane painters were the first to know. Determined to avoid leaks, John Kerry himself called the painters Monday night and ordered a new name added to the side of his campaign jet, Edwards. The Boeing 757 was sporting its bright new logo by Tuesday morning when Kerry made the official announcement at an outdoor rally in Pittsburgh.
I am pleased to announce that with your help, the next Vice President of the United States of America will be Senator John Edwards from North Carolina.
As the rock music swelled, supporters waved flags and freshly printed Kerry Edwards campaign signs. Edwards himself had gotten the news from Kerry by telephone less than 2 hours earlier. 3 weeks ahead of the party's national convention, the Democratic ticket is now complete.
Well, I trust that met with your approval.
Edwards is the popular choice. While other shortlist candidates like Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt or Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack might have delivered their swing states for Kerry, Edwards generates the most enthusiasm among voters nationwide. During his own campaign for the White House, Edwards had inspired with his life story, a mill worker's son turned millionaire trial lawyer, and he dazzled some with his passionate speaking style. In fact, next to Edwards, Kerry's own campaign delivery can seem wooden. But political scientist David Greenberg of Yale University says that's a small price to pay for bringing Edwards' excitement to the ticket.
I think if anything, maybe it will show John Kerry to be confident. You know, after all, the vice presidential candidate is often someone who is sent out to give the more hard-hitting speeches, sometimes to be the attack dog.
And the Bush-Cheney campaign wasted no time in attacking the new Kerry-Edwards combination in advertisements and interviews with the news media. Campaign spokeswoman Jennifer Miller-Wise called Edwards liberal and out of the mainstream, and she accused Kerry of settling for a politically expedient choice.
After stating that he needed a vice president who could step in as president, John Kerry chose the one man he called too inexperienced to be president just a few short months ago.
When he was running against Edwards in the primaries, Kerry did question whether the one-term senator has the experience the White House demands. But Edwards gradually won over his former rival, campaigning tirelessly for Kerry since dropping out of the race himself after Super Tuesday. Yesterday, Kerry tried to put to rest any doubts about his new campaign partner.
John Edwards is ready for this job. He is ready for this job, and there is something else about John Edwards that is important in this campaign and our country at this critical time. As you know, I am determined that we reach out across party lines, that we speak of hope and of optimism, and John Edwards will join me in doing that.
Edwards arrived in Pittsburgh last night, accompanied by his wife and children. They shook hands and signed autographs at the airport, then joined Kerry and his family for dinner. Today, the two families set out on a 5-day campaign trip that includes the battlegrounds of Ohio, Florida, West Virginia, New Mexico, and Edwards' home state of North Carolina. They'll be traveling aboard the newly decorated airplane with the Kerry Edwards logo. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.